Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Daf Pei, Menachas ADB, pagination is 160. We're going to start about seven lines down at the end of a line, Ve'omar, which continues on the next line, Rava. And our topic is related to the Mishnah that we encountered on the previous Daf on Amud Beis, where a person had a Karban Toda, and either it got lost or for some other reason, he designated another animal in addition to the first or in exchange for the first. And now we have to deal with the karbanos in front of us and decide what kind of offering are they? Are they simply going to be brought on their own? They were a karban toda, they'll just be brought as a karban. Or full-fledged toda status with the 40 loaves that are associated with the karban toda. We mentioned what is actually Amud Aleph of today's daf, a discussion of the difference between nedava and neder, a voluntary or obligatory, and the concept that a person might be dedicating an animal even though it's not his obligation, but he wants it to have full-fledged toda status, or he's only replacing the previous animal. And if for some reason there's no need for a replacement, then it's designated as a karban, but does not require full toda status. So the Gemara that we'll do is almost a brain teaser, and let's see how it plays out. Va'amar Rava, and Rava said, Hifrish todaso, if a person designated his karban toda animal, va'avda, and it got lost, v'chozar v'hifrish acheres tachteha, and he designated another one in its place, va'avda, and it also got lost, v'chozar v'hifrish acheres tachteha, and now he designated another one. So he's got three animals in total that we're dealing with. V'nimtzu'u harishonos, because the first ones now are found. V'aresh lashtan omdos, and all three animals are in front of him. What should he do? What can he do? So the Gemara tells us, Nischaper barishona, if he brings the first animal as his karban, and he gets his atonement through that, Shiniya eina tu'una lechem. The second animal is not going to require bread because it was only meant as a replacement for the first, and the first ended up being brought, so it does not require bread. Shlishis tu'una lechem. But the third animal is going to require bread because it ends up looking to be a voluntary over and above the middle one, which was never brought. And therefore, it's viewed as a voluntary and requires bread as a voluntary. Had it been obligatory, you discharged your obligation already. But now that it's viewed as a voluntary, it requires bread to be brought. Nischaper b'shlishis, what happens if you did the third karban as your kapara, your atonement? What happens to the first two now? So shiniya eina tu'una lechem. The second one does not require bread because the third one was meant as its replacement and that third one got brought. But Rishona Tu'una Lechem, the first one is going to require bread. That was the original karban intended to be brought. And the third one is being viewed as a voluntary replacing the second. So again, the second is absolved of the bread. But the first one will still require such. Be'emtza'is, if he brings the middle one, so then shteyim ein te'unas lechem, then the first and the third can be brought without the bread, because the middle one discharges the obligation. It was the replacement of the first, so the first is not being brought as the toda with the bread. And the third one was only meant to replace the second, but now that the second was brought, all is good. This is quite a complex piece. There are many commentaries of discussion exactly how it plays out. I'm trying to stick to simplicity, which, again, as I mentioned in last session, will mesh smoothly with the Rambam's presentation. Psulei HaMikdashim Yud Beis Tes, the Rambam says, Hifrish Todaso Ve'ivda, he designated the Karban Todah and it got lost, Ve'hifrish Acheres Tachteh Ve'avda, and then he designated one instead of that one and it got lost, Ve'hifrish Acheres Tachteh, and now another one was designated, Ve'nimtzo Rishonus, and the first ones are found. Vareishlashtan omdos, and all three are in front of you, says the Rambam, as we learned, Nischape barishona, if you did the first one, Shania initu unalechem, the second does not require bread because it's a replacement of the first, which was brought, Shalishis to unalechem, the third one, which is a replacement of the second, is viewed as a voluntary and does require bread in his voluntary offering. Nischape bishlishis, if he did the third one, Shania ena to unalechem, the second one would be brought without the bread, not required, because the third one replaced it, Rishana to unalechem, but the first one would require bread. That was the original designation. Neschape beimtzoyes, if he did the middle one, Shteyen enan to unas lechem, indeed, first and third would not require bread when they are brought, because the second was indeed in the place of the first, and now that the second was brought, the first does not require, and the third was only meant to be a replacement of the second, so it's designated as a karban, but it doesn't require the breads because the second one was brought. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.